Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Rays and Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 29 looking at Jacob. Now, we've been following him quite a lot here lately. We're going to look at it as he goes up to his uncle Laban. But let's begin with a word of prayer as we always do. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to labor in your word, Lord, to see what you have to say to us, to speak to our hearts through these examples, Lord. And Father, we pray that you would teach us and that you would show us, if not what we should be, then what we should not be, Father. That you would show us, Lord, from other men's mistakes so that we wouldn't make them again. And Father, we pray that as you teach us, we may take it to heart that you would have us to be holy. And Lord, we pray that you'd also, for those who do not know you, Lord, you would show them that you're not looking for just perfect men to save, Father, but you have saved all kinds and types, Lord, whosoever will. So, Father, we do pray for your teaching in this lesson today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we've been following Jacob, and Jacob's a man who has seen the promises of God. God promised Abraham, in thee and thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, and he had promised him the land of Israel, and he had promised him the fruitfulness. He had promised him multitudes of children. He had promised him all these things. And Jacob now receives his promise, which was the older would serve the younger. And Jacob is a man who wants to take these things into his hands. He knows God said them, but he wants to take an act upon them and make sure that they come to pass. This is the kind of man that Jacob is, and we're going to see that today also as we look into these stories. We've also seen that Jacob is a conniving man, that he and his mother had sold his brother's birthright. He had bought his brother's birthright with a pottage of lentils, and he had stolen his brother's blessing with going in there and acting like he was his brother in front of his father. Now, we've seen that his brother was wanting to kill him. So Jacob had to leave town, and he goes to his uncle Laban, because Rachel had worked out with his father, but they would not have him getting a wife of the land round about them, because these were heathen women. Their customs were different. They were outsiders from the promises of God. They were a grievance to the soul of Jacob and Esau's mother and father. Esau, of course, had married two of these women. And Jacob goes to his uncle Laban. And when Esau sees that they have sent his brother away with a blessing to get wives of their own people, he goes out and marries two more women from a strange land and comes in and just doubles the sorrow upon his parents. Well, Jacob's gone now. He's gone to the land to find him a wife. And we're in chapter 29 now. That brings us up to where we're at today. Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flock, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, comes with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot go till all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. Now, this well, they waited until the flocks were gathered together, and the men would come, and they would roll the stone away from the mouth of this well, and people would water their sheep. Now, those who were wanting water, they would come early, and they would prepare and get ready for the rolling away of the stone so that they could draw water. But Jacob says, You're really wasting time here. Why don't you just take the stone off the mouth of the well and water the sheep and go back out into the field and let them eat and fatten up the sheep? And they said, We can't till the stone's rolled away. Now, while he was yet speaking with them, verse 9, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, that is, his cousin, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stones in the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house, and he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh, and he abode with him the space of a month. So we see that Jacob was at the well now, and he sees Rachel comes up to water her father's sheep, for she was the shepherdess. Now, why her brother wasn't doing this, I don't know. But Rachel was, and this speaks a lot for Rachel. Well, Jacob goes, and he takes the stone from off the well of the mouth of the well. Evidently, this was a rather large stone that they would lay upon the mouth of the well. And also, it would have took more than one man normally to pull this stone off of it. But Jacob walks up, and he pulls the stone off the mouth of the well and waters these sheep. Well, he goes back to Laban, and Laban says, you're my kin. In our southern talk, you're my bone and my flesh, and he abode within the space of a month. He said, you're my kin, come in and stay with me. And Laban said to Jacob, because you're my brother, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what will your wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. So now Jacob comes down, and he stayed with Laban a month, and Laban says to Jacob, Jacob, you don't need to stay with me and work with me for nothing. What do you want to name your pay? What are your wages? And then the text tells us that Leah and Rachel was Laban's daughters. Now, Jacob had come down for what purpose? To get him a wife. So he's sitting here, and he thinks, and he says, well, you know what? I'd really like to have Rachel. And why? Look what it says in verse 17. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. In other words, Leah was plain, but Rachel was a fox. Okay? Rachel was the good-looking one, and Leah was the maybe one you would say was the plain. This has been translated cow-eyed. It's saying that she's a plain woman. She wasn't anything fantastic. But we're going to see also that God wasn't looking for something fantastic. He used this woman. This woman is the mother of the tribe of Judah, of which Christ came. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. So now he's worked for 7 years so he could marry Rachel. That was going to be his pay. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast, and it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpha, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that you have done to me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be done so in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which you shall serve with me yet another 7 years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week and gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved Rachel more than Leah and served with him yet 7 other years. Now notice that Laban has pulled one over on Jacob. We had said that Jacob, being the shyster, the the supplanter, the sneakster, had came down to his dear Uncle Laban to learn a lesson in sneakstering. His Uncle Laban now has begun to work on him, and he's going to continue to do it for 20 years. Jacob has a lot of learning to do. Laban already has outboxed him one time. 7 years, men and women, Jacob has worked for this woman. 7 long years of working out in the field. And what does he get? The wrong woman. The tender-eyed one. Laban has him. Laban has him good. And not only does he get the wrong one, but he has to serve 7 more years to get the woman he wanted to begin with. Why? Because Laban says, this is not done like this in our country. You take the older before you take the younger. But I will give you the younger, but you have to serve with me for 7 more years. You see how that Jacob was caught up in an argument there that he couldn't win? Oh, he was in love with Rachel, but he had to serve them 7 years to get her, then 7 extra years. And I also want you to see, people would ask us, why does the church not teach polygamy or more than one wife in a marriage? I'll tell you what, if you'll just simply go through the Old Testament records of the problems that arise from having more than one wife in a marriage, you'll understand why this is not done in the church, besides the basics of what the church teaches. We begin to see right here the problem that already has arisen with Jacob. Jacob now marries Leah. And rather than being satisfied with Leah and saying, that's good, you know, I didn't get the wife I wanted, but I'm going to be satisfied, you know, in Adam, in the beginning it was Adam and Eve, as Jesus said, just the two, and the two became one. But rather than being satisfied, he had to have this other wife. Well, our time's up. Been good to be with you today. We'll pick up the next time we're together, Lord willing, at this point. This has been Jeff Buckles of the Three Roads of Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for listening. This week, our brother Jeff will continue for the entire week, 1 o'clock, with Dave on Bible study characters. If he's looking at Jacob, join us tomorrow. 1 o'clock with the Two Roads.